Yeah, what an addition he's been. Offense, a little sluggish, getting going, but Murph had another good swing, which is great to see. And then, of course, Olsen in the end gets a big hit, but Malley and the bullpen did a great job. So it's good sweeping the series after a really emotional series with the Dodgers. Proud of our guys, you know, coming out here and taking care of business. And all of it wasn't pretty, but the bottom line is we swept the series, which is hard to do.
I know it's probably going to be another one of those character questions where you always credit the team, but to think about where this team was at Sunday at this time last week to where it is right now, yeah. How encouraging is that?
Well, and it's just another lesson how quickly things change in this game. When you play virtually every day, and I say this all the time, but virtually every day for 7 or 8 months, things change quickly. And yeah, I mean, we're worlds apart from where we were a week ago. So that's why, you have the right people in the room. You have guys that are willing to fight through that stuff. You know, not give in to all the distractions and challenges that come with being in this league.
What are some of the things that, you know, we don't see in the press box that are happening in the clubhouse or in the dugout where you notice your team and your players digging deep to stick out the rest of the series?
You know, I think we see it every day in the way these guys interact. I mean, they love coming to the field. They it's a very close team. It's almost like a college team. I mean, these guys are that close. So, I mean, yeah, it's a really special group. And yeah, they've been willing to meet all the demands that come with the challenges we face. It's just a good group.
When you say college atmosphere, is that the product you think of it?
Not a college atmosphere, but more like a close-knit.
Correct.
Right.
Is that a function of the personalities of the players in the room, or is that something you can cultivate, you think, or how does that develop?
It's the whole chicken or the egg thing, right? Look, it's easier to create that stuff when you're winning. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I was talking about this group before we were winning. It's very close team. And I always talk about the highest level of accountability is when you don't want to let each other down. And that's what we have going on.
How does playing so many close games this week help you guys for down the road?
It's not good for my health, I'll tell you that much. I mean, it's every night is the same game. This team's battle-tested. I mean, with or without that, this team's battle-tested right now. Having to deal with a tough June, that last road trip that Bo was talking about, having to deal with that and come back from that. And, so they're battle-tested.
You look at all those exit velos off Murph's bat, off Ronald's bat, especially the previous 2 days. I mean, it just feel like this was a really good week for both of them.
Yeah, I think that probably those are two of the better things you can take away from this week is Murph and Ronald. Especially with teams targeting us with left-handed pitchers, you get those guys rolling and Riley swinging the bat better. Things change all of a sudden. You know, it's not as easy to match up with us.
You've mentioned multiple times the series before with the Dodgers. Did you tell your players in the clubhouse, like, we just came off of an emotionally draining series, or was that kind of an unspoken understanding?
No, we talked about it. Yeah. I wanted to get out in front of that just because it's a real thing. And like I said yesterday, it's human nature, you know, to have that letdown after a really emotional series against the world champs. And like I said yesterday, we see examples of that all the time in every sport, not just ours. So, made it a point to get out in front of that.
What have you thought about Tyler Mahler's fastball since he's been here?
Yeah, it's one of them invisible fastballs. I mean, you look up and it's a good fastball velocity-wise, but you know it's not upper 90s. But guys swing at it like it is, you know, and he can throw it in the zone. you know, 92, 93, 94 in the zone and get swing and miss. It's a special fastball. And I thought a split was really good today. And he's starting to use it more against right-handers. I think that was one of the things we thought he could do when we got him, is use that pitch a little more against right-handers. And it was good for him today. And he's got the cutter too, so it's a nice three-pitch mix. And he commands the ball. He can throw all three where he wants to.
What did you see from Victor Mederos?
Nick's been great, man. He's another one. He's another one of the guys that, obviously, we broke camp. He wasn't on the radar. But taking down some huge innings for us this year. And I love the energy. He's a great kid. And you see his motion on the field. But he loves it. He's having the time of his life. You can tell.
Anything else?
Looking ahead a bit to your road trip coming up, you have a big series coming up against Philadelphia. You have a 5-1 against them. You swept them back at their place in April. When you get ready to go back to their place, historically a hostile environment, especially for divisional rivals, what is it like playing in that environment?
Yeah, it's a tough place to play, but you know, you got to embrace going into the Lions' den. That's how I look at it. You know. When you go into these places that are tough, whether it's in a division or otherwise, you know, you have to embrace that. And it's going to be a tough series. I mean, they're a good team, four-game series at their place. But we got to get there first. We got a makeup game tomorrow. We got to go to DC for a weird two-game series before we even get there. So we'll be ready when the time comes.
Between Sale going the distance the other night and Mally pitching in the seventh today, just how much does it take a weight off the shoulders knowing that you got a couple deeper outings, especially when the Giants game tomorrow takes away one of the off days?
Yeah, and we've had to have that with the seven-man pen. And the only reason why we've been able to survive for as long as we have with the seven-man pen is because of that, because our starters have gone deep. Now, on top of the fact that we have guys in the pen that can go multiple innings, guys like Suter saving the pen on certain days, because, you know, typically there's no way you can go as long as we have with a seven-man pen in this game, in this day and age. But we've been able to pull it off mainly because of the starters.
All right.
That's cool. Let me follow up with that. So when you get that additional pitcher, can you go with a six-man and seven-man? In other words, you're getting an extra pitcher on September 1st.
Stay with a six-man rotation, yeah, and an eight-man pen,
yeah,
at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, because you're used to running an eight-man pen all year, so it wouldn't be any different, but not sure how we're going to handle that yet.
All right.
Thank you.